That sounds just like life. Anne Treasure is a Canberra-based PR and communications consultant. But don't let that fool you. She's actually an interesting person. She joined Twitter in September 2007. Now, I joined about a year later. So as far as I'm concerned, there has never been social media without Anne Treasure. Her Twitter bio says she is polite and pleasant with a definite undertone of menace. Anne, hello.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. At Anne Treasure is where you will find Anne on the Twitters. You're such an early adopter.
Yeah, I think I adopted Facebook quite late, a lot later than most of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
you just
I
wondered why you were
in.
Sitting at home alone, and
yeah, it was a lonely time. So I thought with Twitter, I'll get in there and get onto it.
You did very, very well. September 2007 is kind of that's the wild
so
frontier.
I have to say, I think. Which is what most people do with Twitter, I joined and then I didn't tweet anything for about a year.
And then it was mainly gin, as I recall it.
Yeah. Well, yes. That was a particular time of my life that...
Okay.
I can't say I've left behind, but...
Moving right along then.
Please.
You have presented us with a little smorgasbord of things from your feeds. Where will we begin?
It's been an interesting week.
Well, yes. And apropos of our conversation thus far, you've been reflecting this week on how people's feeds are increasingly moving into private spaces away from the public.
Yeah. I was reading an interesting post on the Neiman Lab blog. They were talking about how looking at what the big social media companies doing, like Twitter, hasn't got any new accounts in the US. Well, they didn't get any in 2015. I don't know how they get that metric, because you imagine someone would have made, like just one person would have made a Twitter account in 2015 in the US, but apparently not. And Facebook is increasingly investing in their kind of messenger app, and they're investing in private spaces rather than in the news feed. There's nothing going on new with the news feed. So the Neiman Lab is predicting that most social media will go from the big public broadcast system that we have now to private messaging, like, you know, WhatsApp and Messenger and Snapchat. So more kind of personal interaction.
We're getting sick of being a broadcast medium in our social media lives. Have you noticed this in your own use of devices? Are you becoming increasingly personal?
Definitely. I find I'm using Twitter a lot less, and I really just thought that was the nature of where I was in my life. I've just had a baby, so I thought, you know, maybe I'm just going into kind of nesting and not wanting to broadcast my life so much anymore, because it doesn't just affect me now, it affects someone else. But apparently I'm unwittingly part of a whole social movement that's going, you know, underground. So I find I'm posting more in kind of secret Facebook groups and messenger apps with my friends and not kind of broadcasting my life so much.
That's the secret anymore. Of modernity. Have a child and get WhatsApp. Anne Treasure is our guest this evening of My Feed. And Anne, you wanted to bring up a blog too by the wonderful critic Mel Campbell. And she's picking apart, and this is an area ripe for exploration and ridicule, fashion industry jargon.
Yes. Apparently, I don't live in Melbourne anymore, but apparently they are having a fashion festival at the moment.
Right.
Yes, they have an amazing amount of fashion speak, and Mel kind of pinpoints it as shibboleth, so kind of keeping the insiders in and being able to identify outsiders in the fashion world.
Right.
So they use kind of high-end fashion speak, and they also speak down to the fashion audience to make people, you know, incredibly excited about the latest couture. They talk about like hair as manes or tresses, the mouth being a pout, fingernails being talons, that kind of like, you know, jargon. And to the outsider, I mean, we can just about decipher what they're talking about.
But fashion depends on this, doesn't it? I mean, it needs to be exclusive. Yeah. Anybody who talks about a mouth as a pout, I say to them, in the sea, I say, off you go.
And it does seem to be the kind of the place where the most words are made up, like fashionista, glamazon, Diana Vreeland, who was the editor of Harper's Bazaar and then Vogue for ages. She was, you know, renowned for using fashion jargon in just the most exquisite way. And Mel has done this amazing blog post that just explores it. It's kind of a long post, but it's so worth reading. It's really entertaining and funny, and there are all these intertext links that you can go through and look at.
Check that out. We'll put a link on the RN Drive pages as well. Now, the last thing we'll get to here and Treasure is G'day Patriots. it's a podcast. How wonderful.
Yes, I get to listen to so many podcasts these days up at 2 a.m. with a baby. And G'day Patriots is a new one. It started by two Aussies, and it's about the US election. So they, I think there's about six episodes at the moment, and it's half kind of deciphering the US election for an Australian audience, and then half just these really passionate Aussie experts on the US political system.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Exactly. And they do have credibility in the form of a US political expert who works for – he's a US expat and he works for the Melbourne School of Government. So he's able to give some fantastic kind of background insight into the history of US elections and – he talks a bit about how the US political parties often go through a shift every, say, 50 years or so, which I found really interesting. So
I wonder
lots of
where
history.
We're at now on that.
Yeah, I think they're going through a bit of a shift now.
And thank you. Interesting things, and we'll put up the relevant links. G'day Patriots, the podcast. Check that out. And Mel Campbell's.
Oh, sorry. Have to mention Alan Alda, who played Arnie Vinnick on The West Wing, was recently in Canberra,
and they got listener, Hawkeye Pierce.
Sorry, yes, and they got him on the podcast. He actually has a spot on the last podcast, so I can't not mention that.
That is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. He's fantastic,
and thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Anne Treasure. She's a communications consultant and writer. She tweets at Anne Treasure, and she also has a more discreet and private online existence that you'll never glimpse, because that's what we talked about as well, how we're all going WhatsApp and secret Facebook group and everything else. The Drawing Room is coming up here on RN Drive, and tonight, the man that some credit with inventing the idea of grunge, Kim Salmon. He'll be in to talk about his first true solo project. That's next.